All right, we're headed back into...
We're in the home stretch here.
This is it, man. We're really moving here, and it's just us now, Josh and I, back together again at last, alone, so we can say whatever we want, because nobody's listening, except you.
You guys.
Right.
But anyway, it's just between us, right? We can tell you now all the good secrets that we've been saving, right. The best commentary.
I'm not even going to explain how to do this pod commentary this time. I'm just going to assume you know how to do it, and I'm just going to say hit play, because I'm tired of explaining it.
Because you've done a really good job so far.
So here we go. Week 8. Hit play.
Wait, hit what?
Play.
Hit the any key? Where's the any key?
All right. Little Simpsons reference there. Oh, that's a great shot.
We actually, in the new promotional video that we put together this year, that's the opening shot of the promo video that fall. That's just great. And here's our second Booker & Sweep. Again, the two Booker & Sweeps are just...
They were postponed a couple times, that second
one. The second one was, yeah, because of rain. Ed was right that we really had, I think, one of the best weather summers ever.
Absolutely.
It didn't rain at all during the whole week of Kishorina. It did not rain a drop. And, of course, thunderstorms were predicted for the entire week, and we were so lucky. The only program that got kind of mucked around by rain was the second Booker & Sweep at the end of the summer. We had to push it back. But we did it. I mean, look how beautiful it is.
Great shot there of Mike and Sam.
Yeah. Like that new water trampoline, another new addition to Camp Summer.
Very big.
This swing, I mean, I had about 45 minutes of great footage of the swing.
Did you get on the swing?
No, I did not.
I gotta do that next summer. Right, definitely. Some nice shots of the Agam here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It just looks like so much fun.
You hear the scream. Again, we left, this is a new way of doing it, and I left a lot of the actual ambient noise in, which I like. I think it's nice. It's nice to hear. Nice to hear the yelp.
Yeah, it sounds like camp. You know, it's nice.
Yeah.
It does.
That's
nice shot.
And it's just that little tour of all the various different activities that were going on Booker & Sweep. We'll be doing that again this summer. Cooking, I think, with Jason Brunhammer here, making
baked ziti, almost certainly. That's all Jason knows how to make.
It's good though.
It is good. It is good. No question. No question. I was the Gaga guru for both Booker & Sweep events, which was a lot of fun.
Booker & Sweep?
I'm not sure what we...
Booker & Sweep. No, that's not bad. This is a little Jackson Pollock happening here. By the way, the bunk plaques, also another
very
new
nice
thing.
Very nice.
This year, the bunk plaques and the Adah plaques hanging in the Chadar.
Really?
All the bunk plaques got hung up in the Tzvim, and really, it's our goal to keep doing that year after year, and each year add up a new plaque in the Chadar and in the Tzvim, so that, you know, in a couple of years we'd be able to look up and really see all these different...
Go back in 10 years and see your name on a bunk instead of having to worry that it's going to get painted over. Which it will if you write your name on the bottom.
Right.
Let's not forget that.
This is still painted over by you if you're gone.
There's Yoni Gelb. Where did Ed go?
This is still Booker & Sweep, I think. Yeah, another, because there were two cooking things that were happening.
Got it.
Yeah, we had a lot of good Booker & Sweep footage.
Julia Fine.
Julia Wolf.
Julia Wolf. That's right. She seems to be in the
video. She's all over the video.
She,
happy camper.
She's a happy, that's
like.
Right. You got to be a happy. Nice shot. Noah Steinhardt giving a good
shot. This is this great Machon Tzedakah fair.
That's
like,
right.
I was out of camp this day, but watching the footage, it was just really neat seeing all, I mean, looking at the effort that the kids could have put into, I mean, all the charts and displays and seeing the different programs that they were doing, each one at their different stand. I was very impressed by watching the footage.
And that sort of does raise a question, really, about, you know, since you are the one who goes through all this
footage. Though global warming's a myth, right?
You go through all this footage. Does it make you, you know, nostalgic for the summer? Does it give you a sense of what camp... Do you really feel like we can express what camp is in a video? Is that something that we can do?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's fun watching the footage. It's more fun. The editing is more fun than the... Because we have probably about 70 hours of footage.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That I watch. You know, it takes me about 2 weeks to get through all the footage. Just watching it and just kind of logging and figuring out, you know, what's the good stuff. To boil it down to this 1 hour video. But it's fun watching that stuff. And I that's why we do the videos, I think, because it's neat to kind of, you know, encapsulate the summer. And I feel the same way watching the video as I do looking at all the Yehuda slides over the winter, which is just like, what a great camp.
Camp is really fun.
It's really like, it's just, you know, we can get so blasé, but there's an incredible array of things that we do every day at camp. I mean, if you take one of these week segments and you wrote down all the different things in terms of the regular daily program,
which you've done,
events,
basically.
Right. By the way, this is very funny. These are clips from the Nevanim. Nevanim, right? This is the Nevanim play of the Prince of Egypt, and I had to include some. They made this video of the plagues, and I just thought it was hysterical. Again, anything that makes me laugh. This is very funny.
Eating the hail, that was funny. Oh. Right.
And the Olga being with the lice coming out all, and this, the death of the firstborn.
I think the key thing
to
watch is watch his face as he gets pulled away. Oh, it's just great. It's just great acting.
And
from
the glee
Mike
and the other siblings.
Great acting from Mike Goldfarb.
So again, once again, if you make me laugh, it's going to be in the video yearbook. Very neat, also a new trend in the last couple of years of the kind of multimedia presentations during the play.
Yes.
A lot of people incorporating the projector and video stuff with their plays, which I really is kind of cool to see.
Taking advantage of technology.
Yeah, it was another thing that I think it was that same year that Joel and I were pushed, you know, making the video yearbook on DVD instead of VHS. I think it was also the same year that we bought the projector. That was,
yep.
Joel and I had that idea for a while, and we were able to find one that was relatively inexpensive. It's been really a great addition to camp, that, you know, that little piece of technology. That's funny, Howard Glass there. That little piece of technology over the last couple of years has been really cool. I need one for my home.
Now,
some people want like cars, you know what I mean? Like
Josh wants ways
just
to show
like
movies.
Right, my home theater system.
That's all Josh asked for. If anybody has a home theater system to give to Josh,
just lying about.
Just send us an email. We'd be happy to take it off your hands.
And I'd be more apt to take your request for Yom Berkshire's a Kishronia if I was accompanied by a. Home entertainment system.
That's right. You'll also probably make the video.
By the way, a lot of the songs in this year's Seconds in Kudia were from various plays that Jeremy and I, who we were campers together for many years, various plays that we were involved in. This one is from our Nevanim play. As is this one. Truly rock and roll. We did a play called Bartholomew and the Ublek. Another Dr. Seuss thing.
Oh, yes. I remember that play very well.
Right, because you were a camper with us.
That's
in that
right.
Year.
That's right.
What role did you play in that play?
I believe I was backstage most of the time.
Stagehand, I guess.
People forget about me, you know.
It's almost as if you weren't actually.
Now, there's a funny thing with Jeremy here in this.
Oh, show. Right. So viewers, you should watch. Thank you for reminding me. To watch Jeremy in the bottom left-hand corner as they finish. There it is. Right there.
A little dance, a little happy dance there from Jeremy
That's
Stein.
Right.
Well, and now it's unbelievable, but we're at the end of
Second
the summer.
Second session banquet, yeah.
This is it, man.
So I should keep my eyes open to see the. You were asking about bunk T-shirts before. I'm trying to remember which ones are really good. Again, that flamingo one from first one was really good. Who's a cute here? I don't know what was going on with the chicken on the front of that mug shirt, but it was a nice shirt. Oh my god, Ethan's cell phone is ringing during the commentary!
Gotta turn off the cell phone during the commentary.
We did unplug, gentle viewers, we didn't unplug Ethan's office phone, but little commentary track faux pas.
Sorry about that. It's the first time doing it, so we're not experienced.
I do love all the costumes. I mean, both the staff, and it's fun to see all the Todd Bed kids in costume. That's been a new thing over the last couple years of the Todd Bed kids getting involved in, you know, in the action of wearing costumes. It's cool. Those are good shirts.
They made sweatshirts, it looks like.
The Cakers. That was a funny shirt, too. One of the Nevanim tents. Instead of ballers, they're cakers. I like that. Now, where did that robe come from?
I don't know, that's pretty amazing.
Because I saw that robe worn by various different Nevanim campers and staff over that Italian stallion robe over the course of the summer.
Must have been bought on eBay.
I guess in honor of the new Rocky movie. There's a new Rambo movie they're making.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen any of those.
I've never seen any of them.
Again, no smoking. We like to try and get some of the no smoking, but it's because usually it leads to some funny stuff like this.
Devere just loves to dance.
Again,
guy.
More costume than Devere. Devere might be second to Moti.
Yes.
In terms of just the number of goofy costumes. Which, again, is another good way to get in the video. I like the song Yesh Chagigah. We've used this in the video for the last couple years. It's a good fast-paced type of song, yeah.
These kids look pretty happy considering camp's coming to an end.
Well, the weeping is later.
That's true. You try to keep that to a minimum, though, I notice in the videos. You don't do a lot of the weeping.
I'm not an enormous fan of it. You know, it's nice to end the video with some shots of, you know, a little bit of, you know, hugs and stuff on the last day. And we'll put a couple shots of that in. Some people really love what, you know, to me, it's sweet that kids are, you know, sad to leave camp. And I think when it happens, I don't think we need to, like, watch many minutes of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's nice to have some of the hugging at, you know, at the end of the camp. I'm just a cold-hearted, unemotional robot.
Scrooge.
Just listening to Jason sing on the video.
Always worthwhile.
Always entertaining. The Showfeam shirts were good too. Those Nickelodeon type of. All the Adidas shirts I thought this year were very strong.
This is obviously an inside joke, which I don't get.
I believe one of the counselors had taught this tune during Tefillah. If I'm wrong, email me. then here we get to the Are You Smarter Than Elon Oder? which was I believe Leora's idea for a program.
Yeah.
We were excited to do it. I wish we'd had a different venue to do it. It's in the Chadar.
Well, we had originally planned to do it in the Ohel.
Right, but the mics
were some sort of like.
But even in the Ohel, it's like, you know, I think there's half of camp that really was close and could really see and hear what's going on, and then if you're farther back, it's just, you know, it's a different venue. But the program was a lot of fun, and I was we did not rig the program, although we were nervous about Elon Oder's getting, you know, defeated to Cyrillic, but of course they won, so
they
I was
winning.
Happy that was the, you know, we didn't want anyone to feel bad about, you know, getting questions wrong in front of the whole camp, but everybody was a good sport, all the Tzadbet campers.
Yeah, people seemed to enjoy it.
Since pretty much every Tzadbet camper got every question wrong,
right.
There was a lot of brotherhood in, and having Ellie start off by saying that he was not smarter than me,
right, which we all know to be true, of course. So, just kidding, Ellie. Just kidding. Ellie for sure will listen to this conversation. He's going to be one person that.
Ellie, if you've gotten this far, send Ethan an email.
There's another Yoni Gelb shot there.
But this was a funny program. When we came with a question, like, well, we don't want them to be too hard, but we don't want them to be too easy either, but...
Right. It turned out they were just right, because nobody yes. else knew them except for the Elon Oders.
Right.
And there's another person going down in flames.
Right, I mean, one after another. You know, this segment is about 2 minutes in the video. I probably could have had a 5-minute clip montage of people saying, I am not smarter than Neil Noder.
Now, it's a little depressing for our camp, I think, in a way. You know, we have to kick up the chinuch session.
Right. Only one of the questions was specifically tailored to Neil Noder. One of the questions was specifically from the Elon Oder chinuch curriculum. Because we're like, well, we should have at least one question on this board, Taylor's Elon Oder. But all the other questions were, there was like Harry Potter questions, the Evelyn Jagger Rubenstein question, a couple just general, you know, it was a David and Solomon, I think, question.
I think I answered that one.
Question. It was one about like the Declaration of Independence or whatever, you know, but people did not do too well on these
questions. Here we go, people just going down, one after another. Mike Goldfarb, that's not Mike, that's,
I believe Mike is on staff.
Yeah, Mike is on staff. poor Goldfarb. Alex, that's... Oh, she got one right. There you go.
I had to include once or twice.
There's some success on her phone.
Oh, I still have that. My thumb still is injured. I should... Although I'm not wearing that brace anymore. Chasing bats, right. I must confess.
So hit pause on your
we're going to stop here, and we'll do the Shabbat Nevonim and the closing together.
So go ahead and hit pause, and we'll see you.
And prepare yourself mentally, spiritually, emotionally for the end of the video.
All right.
Tissues. Ethan and I will sing Uf Gozal when we return.
You're going to need your tissues for that, to put them in your ears.
We won't, but we'll listen to Daniel Sissman sing it when we return.